With the Friday AM Business Report, I'm Jim Taylor on the RFD Radio Network. A new survey says over half of all U.S. workers cannot cover a $500 emergency expense from their savings. The new poll conducted by emergency savings accounts provider SecureSave showed that 55% of U.S. employees do not have enough savings to cover an unexpected $500 expense, and that over 40% have had to skip medical care, meals, and car repairs in the past 6 months because of financial strain. The survey further found that over 25% had no emergency savings at all. DoorDash is building its own drone delivery service, including its own aircraft. Its robotics and autonomy team is developing a new business called DoorDash Air after receiving air carrier certification from the FAA. The certification allows the company to legally operate a commercial drone delivery service in the U.S. The service will eventually be available within the company's delivery app. DoorDash has not said when its drones will begin delivering food to customers. Panera is incentivizing employees to move with them to Massachusetts. KMOV-TV in St. Louis reports Panera is offering most corporate employees based in St. Louis a 10% raise to relocate when the bakery cafe chain moves its headquarters to the Boston area next year. Some employees are being offered up to $50,000 in relocation assistance. Those who decline can receive voluntary severance. Willie Nelson is speaking out against the construction of data centers across the U.S. The 93-year-old country legend published an open letter on social media calling on residents in his hometown of Abbott, Texas, to fight against data centers. This is the RFD Radio Network.